Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
Oh, fucking do. I'm a goddamn newscaster today.
But you know what? We definitely need to do something about this. We need the earpieces. If we're going to be newscasters, we need the earpieces.
I think so.
Yeah, I would feel more newsy. You know? Does that make sense?
I feel like you would. Jared, I'm also going to commend you on wearing your own hat today.
Thank you.
Jared drink again. Yeah, since you started drinking again, you've been a better person.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Usually you can't say that about a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't like the non-drinking Jared. I didn't like the fact that he was getting regular haircuts or buying normal clothes.
Yep.
It pissed me off.
Button-ups.
I don't ever want to see that again.
No.
Okay. No. You got it.
We never want to see that again. Take back your life.
You know.
Take back your life.
Like I called Matt when I got into a lovely lady's vehicle last night when she picked me up from the airport.
Yeah.
There was a Hoyt compound bow and a motocross helmet. So I was like, I think I'm in the right place now.
Okay.
You know.
Welcome.
I'm in the right place.
Yeah, welcome to Wilmington, North Carolina, brother.
We got a special guest on the fake news show.
We do.
Who do we got, D'Anthony?
We have Mike the Cop.
That was a weak ass.
It's really awful.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mike the motherfucking cop of all times.
Yeah.
He is the cop.
Dang.
The cop.
That's a lot of stuff you
said. Of the mic.
Michael, the police officer, how are you?
This is intense. I'm good. I miss you guys. It's been a while.
I know. I was watching a bunch of your shit the other day, and I was like, God damn it. Why don't we hang out more? Like, I mean, that one video that we shot was perfect, and it took us 10 minutes. It's like, we need to do that more often.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Where do you live at, Mike?
Detroit, Motor City.
Oh, man. I heard property's cheap there, you know, like in the city.
Yeah, it's really cheap.
Yeah, you could buy like a block.
Do you ever head on over?
Get it.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you ever head on over to Flint for some water? That's really cheap there, too.
Yes. No, that's the discount. I go up there and just put it in a bottle and bring it back.
How is it working in Detroit and living there, in all honesty? Are they on the come up like the media is saying, or is that all fucking bullshit?
Yeah, no, it's legit. It's definitely like when I grew up here, man, it was like learning how to drive. They put a bat in my car and said, don't stop at stop signs. That was like how I learned to drive around here. And now it's like my kids can go down to, like, if they were like, yeah, we're going to go downtown and get something to eat, or we're going to go wherever, like, yeah, okay, cool. So it's definitely a way different place now than when I was growing up. So it's nuts. It's better. It's, you know, got its spots.
Cool.
You know what I think you need as a collector's item, whether on this set or in the beach house or something like that?
Yeah.
You need a mason jar of water from Flint, Michigan, and you need some sort of rubble or something from Chernobyl. That would be a cool little fucking, like,
I'd love it.
Would that still be radioactive?
Yeah, why not?
You know,
and
then corner of the house has a little radiation.
Then we can find out who cuts Casey Anthony's hair and get a little bit of her hair in a bag.
Yeah. Why not?
What do you think?
Why not? Who is that shark that just killed that boogie boarder up in Cape Cod? Let's get a tooth from that fucker, too.
It's really shark teeth are mountain. Hard to get, though.
I know they are.
Yeah, so they are. Yeah,
I
they
know
are.
They are.
There was a shark attack recently, huh?
Yeah,
there's been a couple.
That's nothing that you hear about a lot.
So Cape Cod right now is going through it all the way around, where they're actually telling people, hey, man, there's sharks out today. Swim at your own risk. And they're flying drones over the water, so they're trying to warn people in advance. And in some cases, they're just shutting down the beaches. So they've had a lot of great whites up there.
The thing is,
it's because,
like,
the water is getting warmer.
I've never been attacked by an alligator or a crocodile.
Yes.
I generally stay away from places that have alligators and crocodiles. Mm. Therefore, I'm pretty good.
Did you see the alligator that jumped the fence yesterday?
Because that was pretty rad. Yeah,
everybody's talking about that news story.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hopefully he goes back and teaches his friends. Look, I mean, alligators have been traveling north for the last, 20 years? Like, there's a small one in the fucking pond in your neighborhood.
And like, it got displaced from the hurricane.
Mike, did you know that there was a hurricane in Australia that displaced a ton of sharks into lakes, and they adapted, and there's freshwater sharks in lakes in Australia?
Yeah.
Like, Australia is just an all-around you're fucked country.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere you go.
You know, you'd be like running through the desert in Australia, like completely parched, and you come upon a lake and think you're saved. You dive in to drink all your water, and you get fucking eaten.
But I mean, imagine that. It's like, hey, you want to take the boat out on the lake? Like, no. There's fucking sharks in this fucking lake.
Can you imagine a shark? Can you imagine a shark with pit bull legs?
Oh, that would suck.
Oh, boy, that'd be tough. That'd be really...
That was a...
That's what I see when I'm on, like, too much
Wasn't that
mushrooms?
Yeah.
Is just like a fucking pit bull coming at me like this, just racing, and it's a shark head. I'm like, God, fuck that was it. You can't even run from it.
Natalie Portman movie. Remember the fucking, it was recent.
What?
Oh, Shark Girl.
No, not that. The one about the alien fucking bubble that she goes into. Yeah. And there's that creepy bear thing that comes in, and then there's a big alligator.
Well, you've been trying to get a service bear for a while now.
Yeah, but there's a lot of different rules about it, and it's hard to domesticate a bear.
And you can't get them on planes.
You can't get them declawed either, so that's like a thing.
What do they wear, like oven mitts?
Yeah. It's a lockable mitt.
Yeah.
It's more like baseball mitts. It's catcher's mitts.
And the registration process for those is really intense.
Yeah, it's waiting period.
Not
is long.
Dude,
I'm telling you.
Not what you're hoping.
Going through the service
bear
process is worse than going to the California DMV.
Yeah. It really is.
It's probably easier to get a bear in California than a gun, though.
Probably. It's true. Speaking of guns, first topic is Hong Kong. It's all fucked right now.
Hong Kong be fucked.
The Conger, dude.
Oh, you know what? We just said that. If we lived in Hong Kong, we would be arrested.
Just for existing,
For saying Hong Kong is fucked.
Yeah,
we would be arrested.
Don't you get cane there as well?
Oh, they have
Singapore.
All kinds of weird
shit. Yeah.
But it's the Chinese government is amassing on the border right now. It's a fucking shit show. And they're meanwhile the fucking pro democracy people are walking through the streets with an American flag singing our anthem because we're a symbol of freedom. I don't know if you remember that.
Dan Crenshaw actually posted that video of them singing the American anthem, which really probably went over really well in China.
Yeah. Here's what I recommend. If you are against the Second Amendment, just go over to Hong Kong for a while. Hang out, see how that goes for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of funny. We don't have people doing that here, yet the countries that are hurt the most by this, they're singing our anthem and holding our flag. Meanwhile, our spoiled-ass fucking bitches here that are fucking whining about dumb shit are burning our flags.
Exactly.
Telling us that the anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance is racist.
I've got a 5 o'clock shadow, and I'm wearing men's clothing, and people are calling me a man, and I'm upset about that. Because I identify as a woman. Like, get the fuck it. That's your fucking big problem?
Yeah.
Also, that beard is your 5 o'clock shadow. A lot of people don't know that.
You shave
in the morning,
day,
and then by the time we do the show, you're up and at him.
Did you, did you happen to catch any of the video from the Democratic Socialist Convention?
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, where the people were coming to the microphone talking about personal privilege.
Yes.
Point of personal privilege.
Like 8-minute video, and like they were all
to see betas argue,
imploding on themselves.
Yes,
yeah. it was insane.
Their own rules didn't work for themselves.
It's literally
like this guy got up and said, "I know I shouldn't be speaking because I'm a white male."
Yeah. He apologized for being white.
Yeah.
That's literally the reason we have a representative democracy in our republic, is because 330 million people can't all take a turn at the mic.
It's true. Shut
the fuck up.
Yeah. We're barely able to get 5 on here, let alone those fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Mike, let me ask you this. You ever worked a riot like this, like in Hong Kong with what's going on over here?
No, the closest I've ever come was like a Trump protest at the airport here. That was about it. And that didn't get crazy out of hand.
What's a Trump protest?
Trump.
Oh,
no, Trump.
Yeah, okay,
back,
cool.
The election.
So yeah,
there was
a whole bunch
of people protesting then. But that's as close as I've come to a riot situation. Definitely nothing like Hong Kong.
I didn't know if they hated elephants up there when they were protesting trunks as well. Because that's next.
The back of the car. It's Motor City, so they're more about the front of the car where the motor is.
I'm upset about it somewhere.
So at this Trump protest, what's that like for you? Explain that as a cop, because the next story we're going to go into after this is about that NYPD officer. Yeah. So what's it like at a Trump protest?
It's me in my car driving around hoping that someone doesn't act the fool so I don't have to punch somebody in the face.
Yeah, seriously, people think cops are driving around like with invisible lat syndrome, all puffed up, like I'm waiting for something to happen. No, they don't want to do any paperwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't want to get involved. Just shut the fuck up and go about your life and
stop being an asshole.
Stop
being douchebags.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah. Man. In fact, when I got ordered for that, I was ordered to go over. I was sent over, and I was supposed to get off at like 7 p.m., and I'll be over there until like 9 at night, and I'm just pissed that I'm not at home.
Yeah.
Is where I just want to get there, get it over with, and get out.
Yeah, that sucks, man. And you know, look, Michigan finally flipped for Trump in that last election. So
really,
imagine if he gets reelected. Holy fuck, Mike. Good luck with that one the day after.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what's like What's going on with some of these crazy fucking congresswomen? Are they just losing support from their districts because they're just so fucking out there now?
So some of them are, some of them aren't. Yeah.
Here's the problem.
Tlaib's from here.
Yeah, she's from here. So
yeah, that's what I'm asking.
What's the response up there? Yeah, for her.
I mean, they all play to their particular base. So if you ask, if you ask the typical ignorant person that supports her for no other reason than her fucking name, if that's the extent of their knowledge of her, then of course then she's amazing. But I mean, most people around here aren't idiots. It's just that there's a massive number of idiots concentrated in these bigger voting areas like Detroit.
Yeah, and one of the problems is that they're not raising money in their own district. They're getting funded by PACs from all over the country.
Didn't they come out with the financials of AOC?
Yeah,
and AOC she raised like $1,300 from her own
it's
district.
It's like something like 92% of her funds come from outside of her district, yeah.
Do you guys buy into that whole thing where she's an actress that was like basically hired to play the part? And like, I mean, she legitimately got elected, but that she was never a politician. She literally tried out as an actor and got hired.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that.
I hope that's true. I mean, otherwise,
look at everything that she does and says, if somebody could have scripted that and said, I just want to control a portion of the media with someone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I mean, it's a good plan.
It would certainly explain that picture of her at the border leaning up against a fence crying and looking into an empty parking lot. Like, you zoom out from the fucking picture and it's just an empty parking lot.
What blows my mind about this whole thing is let's take that piece as an example, is she releases a photo of her at a fence crying. She releases 2 to 4 tweets about the El Paso Border Patrol stations and things that she visited were atrocious, and they didn't have anything, they weren't helping. They were the conditions were awful, blah, 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 blah. Literally a week later, they released the full photo and show that she was staging a photo looking into a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then a number of representatives went down to tour this facility that she claimed to have been at and said, none of this. They took video. They said, okay, she did tweets that said this place does X, Y, and Z. Those guys go and take video less than 7 days later and show that she was absolutely lying. Where is the outcry of, hey, that person should no longer be a representative anymore? If you're going to manipulate people like that on purpose and we catch you, that's just a fucking yank out of office. Hey, re-election now. Like, you're done. You're manipulating.
Yeah.
Boom.
The problem is they have to go up for re-election every 2 years anyways. So there's usually not time to put something like that together. But
should be just an immediate, like, you get caught doing some shit like that. That's a manipulation of the public.
It is,
because like he's saying, there's a lot of fucking stupid people out there. I mean, there's a lot of dumb people that will base all of their opinions and everything off of headlines, let alone not reading an article, not looking at the source of an article. They make their opinions based on headlines. I mean, how many fucking people have you heard? I've even had a friend tell me, Trump puts fucking kids in cages.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking
about? Yeah, all those facilities for juveniles down in the South, by the way, were built under the Obama administration.
Like, so I know.
Yeah, and
I know.
A lot of those photos were from 2011 through 13. And it's like, hey, man, this has been going on for a long time. Yeah. You guys are just catching up with it now because you need a story today.
Yeah.
But I'm with you on somebody, possibly being cast like that. Like, you look at Beto, right?
Yeah.
Picture perfect. That's who the Democratic Party really wants to win physically. Like, he looks the part of who they want. Yeah. As soon as he opens his mouth, he is fucked. Yes. If you could put his body and somebody brain
when do
inside,
they shave the
September. Next month, they're going to shave it down to 10.
They're doing poor right now.
Wait, but the shocking one is this, that Marianne Williamson, it looks like she's going to make the cut. That crazy author.
Oh
yeah. Oprah has endorsed her, and so has Kim Kardashian. So she's gaining steam and was actually campaigning in Columbus, Ohio yesterday. So somebody's financing her to go on her fuck tour of crazy about, all we need is chakras and spiritual people to come
forward.
Look,
she's coming out with a new oil.
Yes.
And you rub it on you and democracy happens.
Yeah. It's called Democracy by Marianne.
Diffuses democracy throughout your home.
Oh, man. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know why we don't, with social media now, to where beforehand, you know, 20 years ago, you had to at least be selected to go on the news and speak, or somebody was right. QCing something.
Mm-hmm.
With social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything, everybody has instant access with no filter. If you're a public representative and you are caught manipulating the public, that should be an immediate impeachment of your position. Like, that day, you are done.
Agreed.
And we need to fucking put something in place for that.
It's only going to keep happening because Dan and I have talked about this in the past. Photoshopping has become extremely easy for everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah, like that picture of Trump and his daughter with fucking Epstein in the foreground.
It was not real at all.
Everybody's been posting that all over the place. That's not real.
It's not real. That was a picture from the 80s. That's a picture of Trump and his daughter, yeah, and then they photoshopped in Epstein.
An Epstein picture from like 4 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the two pictures like 20 years apart.
Yeah.
Jesus
but
Christ.
But again, if the right people load it, it gains too much steam, and there's no consequences.
It's a Mandela effect.
Yeah, there's no consequences for a redaction anymore.
No. Like,
we're not even requiring it.
No, like, the problem
CNN
is
CNN can fucking run the picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And nothing is going to be done.
Even back in the day, they would run the picture and then they would print the retraction on like page 90.
Yeah.
Now they don't even bother with a retraction.
They're like, whatever.
The news cycle's so fast that where are you going to put the retraction at? Yeah. On Twitter?
Well, speaking of getting impeached, the PBA, the union for the NYPD, their president has called for a vote of no confidence in both Mayor de Blasio and the commissioner of the NYPD based on the cop from the Garner case getting fired.
Yeah.
So that's why you're here today, Mike.
That'll
go nowhere.
What's your thoughts on this? Because, again, you're obviously a police officer. You got a huge following. What are your thoughts on this?
I've been having a lot of conversations about this with people, and it's becoming so asinine to have these conversations where someone is saying the sky is blue when it's fucking purple. And it's like, you look at the situation objectively, every single piece of that situation objectively is not that officer's fault, you know, that this guy died. And yet 5 years later, here he is getting recommended for termination. And they could have not terminated him, but they did after, you know, the commissioner has these sort of like backdoor meetings with de Blasio, and they literally stripped that dude of his fucking pension, man. Like, everything is gone. Like, they literally ruined his life. 5 years later, they toss it aside for political expediency. I mean, that's my basic take.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Cause so my first thought is this: where does he go now to get a job being this publicly outed in such a case like this that is, you know, created a shitstorm across the NFL? I mean, everything. Where does this poor guy go to get a job after this?
That's a great question. I mean, there's definitely like sheriffs out there or police chiefs out there who would be like, you're welcome at my place. You come, you know, come do the job here where they have less political push. But would you want to if you're that guy?
No.
But I've had a ton of NYPD cops reaching out like, you know, there's memes everywhere like the job is dead, and it's exactly it. Like, basically, why do I want to do anything? Because if I do follow the policy, even if I do everything that I possibly can to do my job that you're paying me to do, you could still just go, we're gonna fire you.
Yeah. because a celebrity or a government ill-informed official posts a tweet or a fucking opinion about a matter that they didn't look into at all. And that's it. And that's the thing is fucking the mayor is spineless. The commissioner is spineless because now anytime anything gets any sort of public scrutiny, they immediately just fire people and just steamroll.
If anybody breaks the law and is then subsequently dies after they broke the law, the precedent is, well, we fire the officers. I mean, like, what other option do you have? Everybody's going to be pushing for that. That's on that sort of like anti-cop train, and they're just lending credence to that. It's terrible. And we have like Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren a couple weeks ago in the anniversary of the Michael Brown situation in Ferguson.
Yep.
And they're fucking tweeting out the murder of Michael Brown. And we're like, it's like, wait a second, that dude wasn't murdered. It was justifiable. And every single independent autopsy and piece of evidence, even from an anti-cop Obama administration, said, yep, yeah, he did nothing wrong. So,
including our attorney general, by the way,
yeah,
who Eric, went down there, Holder. Eric Holder went down there. You know, because look, the guy, let's call it what he did. He reached inside the cop car.
Well, tried this to is grab after the, assaulting a couple of people.
Yeah, after yeah, assaulting a couple of people, but just to the police officer, yeah, yeah, right? Reached inside the cop car, grabbed his gun, fired it, and then, you know, proceeded to get it outside the vehicle, and then he fucking charged the cop.
Yeah.
What are police officers supposed to do
like
these
things? Well, that's the whole thing with this Garner thing is people like, he didn't, all he was doing was selling these cigarettes. He didn't deserve to be, you know, choked out and killed for selling cigarettes. And it's like, that's like saying, like, if someone got pulled over, that's like saying Timothy McVeigh shouldn't have been pulled over for a busted taillight, you know? Like,
right, right.
It's like, wait a second, that's irrelevant. Like, that guy chose to break the law. What are you supposed to do when you tell someone you're under arrest, turn around, put your hands behind your back, and you go to try to do that, and then they say no? Like, what's the options? Oh, well, you know what, Mr. Garner? You are above the law. Carry on. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, and you can't really tase a guy that's that size, to be honest. I don't.
Well, you can, but I don't even know that he had a taser. I don't know that they carried him at the time, or yeah, they have him.
I don't think San Francisco police carry them at all anymore, right?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, very few Detroit cops have tasers. It's not like a standard thing. So I mean, like, not all departments have it. So, you know, I don't know.
So, Mike, let me ask you, because you've seen the video of this, right, with Eric Garner?
Yeah.
Did this police officer do everything correctly?
Well, he didn't do anything incorrectly. I guess that's the best way to say it. Because, I mean, I can go hindsight and say, well, maybe if he tried this, or maybe if he would have done this, you know. I mean, there was a massive size difference in these two dudes anyway. But applying that hold is super, super effective. And it's not a stranglehold. It's not meant to choke someone to death. If anything, it just restricts blood flow. It doesn't restrict airflow. So it's super common. We see it in the UFC, like a rear naked choke or whatever else. Like, they called it a seatbelt hold. They had already demonstrated that it was within policy. And that's another thing too, is sometimes when you apply techniques that you're trained on in the academy, it doesn't look pretty. Fucking
it's not textbooks.
Grab my wrist. No,
you've
my
got a
wrist.
Yeah, you've got a struggling like assailant. Like,
yeah,
you're gonna get in.
Street fights are hard. You can't predict anything that's going to happen across the board. Nor could you predict what was going to happen in this instance. And it's for me, it's a tough one to put it on the police officer.
Yeah, I mean, look, even in the review board, which they found him guilty of whatever the fuck the review board, NYPD's did here recently. But even they said that he applied the choke and released it within 7 seconds, which is the standard. Like,
right.
7 seconds is where things can start to go wrong. But if you hold it for 7 seconds and release, or below 7 seconds, medical science tells us that that's a safe, relatively safe thing to do. Obviously, in this case, it didn't work.
I've been choked to unconsciousness more times than I can count.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I got choked to unconsciousness over a Dorito.
No shit.
Which flavor?
What? I mean, it was like Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch. Ooh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I was sitting in the back seat when I was 18 with a couple of my TAC-P buddies, and one had a bag of chips, and the other one was like, can I have some of those chips? He goes, yeah, if you put Taylor to sleep. And he's like, sorry, bro, I want some chips.
Yeah.
Out.
Gone.
I woke up, the other guy had the bag of chips.
Cool Ranch, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the way the world
hey,
works.
Hey, you know what?
I don't want to know what you'll do for a hot dog. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And then to wrap this up, by the way, Mike, de Blasio is obviously running for president. He is way behind in the polls.
Way behind.
So a move like a move like this, so that he can go into the next debate and say, look what I've done for the city, and aren't I an amazing human being, seems real fucking convenient to me.
Oh, sure. I mean, when it was announced that trial judge for the internal discipline board had recommended termination, I mean, de Blasio was right out the gate at a microphone saying, like, finally, after 5 years, the justice system is working. Like, okay, yeah, you mean the justice system wasn't working when your administration supported this law against this, you know, selling cigarettes without taxes and stuff that they were enforcing? Like, now the justice system is working. It doesn't make any sense. It's so fucking ass backwards.
Yeah. Because look, the city put a $15 tax on all cigarettes in New York. So if you're trying to buy a pack of cigarettes in New York, it's like $20. So
Jesus.
What's happening is people are bringing them in for cartons from other states, selling them cheaper on the corner or whatever. Obviously, that's illegal, but
here's what's curious to me. What's going to happen when someone's selling something illegal that liberals are against, like straws in California?
Right. Yeah.
Some Eric Garner guy.
Why don't we try that?
Yeah, he's selling straws on the street. In Los Angeles.
Let's go to Los Angeles and just peddle some fucking plastic
straws. There is somebody did a video where they were offering, I think, free plastic straws.
Oh, yeah.
So like, funny. These liberals were like freaking out, like, you're disgusting. Like, what? Jeez, by offering free straws on the street.
Where do we go from here?
Let's go to South Dakota.
From here? Why do you do your job, Mike? What do you tell people out there who want to become a police officer after reading all this fucking shit?
My gosh, man, it's like it. Honestly, it's becoming really, really hard. You need people who are still willing to lose their jobs. Basically, that's the way it comes down to it. Is like that's how I view, and have viewed my job. Is like, I just say I don't care if you fire me. I'm gonna go do my job because I think this country needs people who are willing to go do the job. So you do it, and you take what comes. And if I think if we have more people with that mindset and characteristic, we can push back a little bit. And hopefully those people with that mindset in 5 to 10 years are going to be the lieutenants, are going to be the commissioners, are going to be the people that are in charge, you know, hopefully.
Yeah. You're right. It's almost a self-correction. The guys that are so fed up with it now, if they stick with it,
it's like that stupid Democratic Socialist Convention, right? They implode on themselves. Yes. They're completely right. Self-contradictory.
Because their own rules don't work. Like,
right.
Yeah,
so eventually you will have that in even a bigger city like New York or LA, where like the homelessness problem, all these other things, eventually it's going to come bite them in the ass because it doesn't work. It just doesn't
work. Listen, I have a solution to the immigration and homeless problem.
What's that?
I think, you know, we come in and we interview all the homeless and we say, hey, we're going to set you up with some work to do with a job. You down or you not? And if they say no, you do a 1-for-1 swap with an immigrant that wants asylum or whatever and say, okay, well, this guy wants to work. You're now down in Mexico.
Yeah, because immigrants are going to work for the most part.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
like Then we solve our homeless problem and we make the immigration problem happy again. And there we go. It's a 1-for-1 swap.
Why don't we pay the homeless people to get in a caravan and go to Mexico?
Oh, we should do that.
That'd be great.
That would be so funny.
Reverse immigration on them?
Reverse immigration.
That would be funny as shit.
That'd be a great one.
Oh, my God.
Take every liberal that's crying about you know, kids getting separated from parents, deport them and then bring in the kids who are separated from their parents. We'll make a trade with you.
Yeah, if they mean that much to you, maybe we can just trade you out.
Yeah. Not willing. I've been looking at it so closer now. And the panhandlers in San Antonio, panhandlers in California recently, like everywhere I go, I look at them and I look at the shoes, I look at the clothes, I look at their fingers. And I these people are fucking fine.
Yeah,
they've got nice shoes. They got decent clothes. Their hands aren't fucking dirty. And they're standing out there with a sign. Go fucking get to work, bro.
Yeah.
Somebody will pay you to do something.
No, it's easier to do that.
You know,
apparently.
Tom Cruise has a sunglass guy. All right.
Goddamn right.
A fucking sunglass guy that goes everywhere with him with a briefcase full of sunglasses. And he changes his sunglasses out no less than 5 times a day.
Yeah.
So if Tom Cruise is paying a guy to be a sunglass guy, you can find something to do.
Goddamn right you can. And if anybody needs sunglasses 5 times a day, it's TC, brother. It's TC.
Oh, South Dakota.
Yes.
You have to be a Scientologist?
Yes. I don't know. So. You do and you don't.
He probably
can
you imagine the fucking NDA you would have to sign to be around Tom Cruise all day?
TC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Like, it's probably 80 pages long. It's probably like the one. Never mind.
We got some good one. We got some sponsors who pay for this whole shit wagon to be on the air. Do you have a ghost bed, Mike?
I I don't. Well, if I do it, I haven't noticed it.
Nah,
you would need one. You need one. So good at spooky.
Yeah, go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Lay down, take a little nap. 15% off to anybody who's military or first responder. Mike, that's you. So you can you can head on over there and get one.
15% off for life.
If your dong weighs more than a kilo and a half, the ghost bed actually cradles it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Liberals don't support the police, but ghost bed does. So go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Take an extra 15% off. Mattresses, pillows, adjustable bases, anything you need for a good night's sleep so that you can wake up in the morning and fight these assholes during a fucking march tomorrow. Ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. As always, 36 months pay-as-you-go program. No interest. No one on the internet is doing that today, but they are, and we thank them for it. Next up, we've got dollarshaveclub.com/drinkingbros.
A little dollar.
As well, in front of D'Anthony's desk, you're going to see a ton of products here. Quality shit.
You can't shave with this.
The nicest in the world. We took the blades off because we didn't want you to slice your wrist open.
You can't be trusted. Yeesh.
Fine.
What they're doing is offering a special deal for every Drinking Bros listener now. They're saying, hey, we're back. We're better than ever. We got the highest quality products in the men's shaving game that you could possibly imagine. So you pop in that promo code Drinking Bros. $5, dude. You get a $5
little kit,
dude. Everything.
You can test out the dot. You can test out the shaving stuff. You can test out the fucking beard care products. The whole nine yards.
Dollar Shave Club is legit. I use it daily.
Yeah.
Tell the audience, Mike, which you get personally.
I use like the little scalp exfoliator and the shave butter and the razors, and that's how I keep my head so shiny.
Yeah, you and got a shiny head. I tell you what, you have a shinier head than fucking that dirtbag Richard High.
Who's that?
He's a fucking dirtbag. And he's got a less shiny head than Mike. So I mean, Mike's winning the game there. That's right, Richard. You're a fucking D-bag. I'm just kidding.
When I need to knock down my swim times, I just go to the whole body.
Oh yeah. Oh, the fulcrum. Well, he goes full fulcrum.
Yeah. So when we need to teach him about the fulcrum.
Yeah. Well, Ross, anytime we go out to dinner, Ross always shaves from the sideburns down his entire body.
Yep. I have to.
It's just one of those things, you know?
You don't know what the weather's going
to
be like.
Yeah, and it's tough on the road, too. Sometimes you have to shave in the restaurant, which is... It's good for you, bad for everyone else.
A lot of cleanup for the janitorial crew at Carrabba's on the road.
Carrabba's.
Wait, does Carrabba's still exist?
Probably not.
Yes, it does.
I think there's one in the back of the city.
Yeah, it's a place that he could be eating. Instead, he's over there wolfing at Olive Garden still.
You wait. If this book hits it, we're going Olive Garden, hit the New York Times bestseller list.
Good. Let's skip the last... Wait, add and just go to the book then.
Let's go to Dollar Shave. What is it? Dollarshaveclub.com/drinkingbros. Yeah. Get on it today. Get all your shit. And the $5 kit's amazing. Best products in the biz. Last but not least, thank you for my service.
There you go.
It is out. The book is out today. It is currently, let's just be honest, number 5 in the world right now.
Damn.
On Amazon.
Damn.
Number 2 in new releases. We are very, very close to number 1. We have surpassed Michelle Obama. That was one of our goals early on. Golf claps.
You guys can't see me, but I'm standing up and clapping. I'm standing.
He's clapping on his head, too, because it's shiny.
Thank you. So, with that being said, I think the New York Times bestseller list is probably in the bag, but now we need number 1 in the world.
Yeah.
We need number 1 in the world. We're 4 slots away from it. Go to every bookstore you can. Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, we got it at today. Or go to Amazon. Thank you for my service. And get it in hardback, more importantly. That is the best way to get to number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list. It would be a massive thing for Drinking Bros, man, to see this happen. We put a lot of hard work into this for 3 years. And shit, man, it'd be amazing. Absolutely amazing. Matt would be here today, but he was on the show earlier. He's in New York. He's on Sean Hannity.
He is. He is currently chatting it up with Sean Hannity.
Sean Hannity right now.
So, Mike, we're going to have to get you that book so you can tell us what you think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah.
And the audiobook's out next week, Mike. So if you guys are in the car and you want to listen to something fucking crazy.
Is Matt reading it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's even better. Because I like that's the only kind of audiobook that I enjoy.
Authors. Yeah, 100%. So that will be out next week, and that is 7.5 hours worth of magic. Everybody complains that the show is not long enough. Hey man, we went 3 hours. Look, we're not Rogan.
As long as it takes me to shave my body, so it's perfect.
Yeah. So you go full fulcrum and then put that on in the background.
That's
7.5
done
hours.
Done and done, my man. Done and done.
Done and done. Next up, news wise, South Dakota mom goes to the hospital for what she thought were kidney stones. Instead, whoops, she gave birth to triplets. Happens all the time.
It does, yeah.
Sure. I swear to you, I know someone that this just happened to.
You're kidding.
Wow. Not triplets, though, right? Wow.
Not triplets. Just one baby she didn't know about.
Crazy. I can understand. I can understand that.
That's
was it
gnarly.
Twins, and she didn't know the
I
other babies?
I can't understand that. That's insane.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, if you never go to the doctor, though, you know, and you're just kind of chunking out a baby, it'd be pretty surprising if another one just popped out right behind it.
A woman starts to kind of quote-unquote show around 3 months usually, but if you're a bigger lady or if you don't get, like some women just don't gain that much weight during a pregnancy.
Yeah.
So maybe
She was a bigger lady.
Yeah, there it
but
is.
But her situation was that she had something going on with, like, I don't know, liver enzymes, and it was causing abdominal pain anyway. And the doctors just never checked her for, never did a pregnancy test. And so she went in for severe abdominal pain. They did an ultrasound. They're like, hey, guess what? You're going to deliver a baby now.
Well, this woman found out
day
of.
There's a lot of people out there just coming in big women, huh?
Because you think you can get away with it. You're like, she's too big. She'll never get pregnant.
What?
Boom, you got triplets.
Yeah. I don't think that's how it works.
That's science. I don't have time to teach it to you.
I don't even know if I'm in, but, you know, it feels good. So.
No, sperm are alive. They swim.
Okay.
So,
sure.
There you go.
Tomato, tomato on that one. Like, you know, I don't have to believe you.
So I mean, I would love Dan to walk around wearing a I come in big women shirt.
I will, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I don't pull out and I don't wear condoms. So.
No. AIDS is also a myth created by the government.
It
and
is.
If you're rich enough, you can beat it.
Even if AIDS is real, it can't stop me.
No, definitely not.
We've passed that mark. I'm not 25 years old anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Mike, have you ever worked, like, been on a shift and this has happened to you where somebody gave birth on accident?
No, not when working at all.
Not
really?
I've seen babies born, but not on accident.
Like your kids or just random babies?
Any babies.
No,
oh, really? So have you had to deliver one?
No, I've never had to be the one delivering. I've seen it happening with, like, paramedics on scene, not me having to do it.
Do you, like, cheer the mom on, or what's your role as a police officer in
that? Yeah, as soon as they start crowning, what do you do?
You know, I just kind of walk out and light up a cigar and just
now,
look away.
See, this is America, and you're armed. I would just be firing my gun into the air to let that baby know what fucking country it's being born into.
Yes, yes.
Like, point to the
either
flag
America
on your shoulder.
Or Iraq.
Yeah, point. Point to the flag on your shoulder, start singing Detroit Rock City, and just blast your fucking weapon up into the air.
Oh, start blaring Kid Rock
all
up there.
Right.
American Badass.
Yeah.
What's this other one here?
Speaking about being born in this country, Rashida, your girl, Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar, banned from Israel.
Here's the funniest thing about this. So they're whining about this
whole
thing.
Anyway.
They want to launch a congressional investigation into Trump and his ambassador to Israel's role in this whole thing.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They're like, I think we're going to, they're like threatening, quote, they're literally threatening to investigate a government person because another foreign person told them not to come to their country after they signed on to this organization that boycotts Israel entirely. All their business assets, all their fucking, their entire government. Look, that's a complicated situation over there, but if your stance is to boycott the whole country, they have every right to say, fuck you, you're not coming into my goddamn country.
Yeah, but you know what? I really wish the American public would fire back with, no, we're not wasting our money on that. That should be the fucking answer every time. No, we're not wasting our money on that. You two fucking talk a bunch of shit all the time. A country doesn't want you in there. End of story. Shut the fuck up. Move on. Work on your fucking district. How about that?
Yeah,
that's what you were fucking elected for. Shut the fuck up, both of you.
She was never even going to go there. They said, okay, you can come see your grandma. And then she says, no, unless I can do everything that I want, I'm not coming. So it's like, was it ever really about going to see your grandma?
No, it never is.
Yeah, she applied for a visa to go see her grandma, and she was like, I want to also do X, Y, and Z, which includes meet with Palestinian leaders and all this other bullshit. And they were like, no. And she was like, oh, I'm not going at all then. And they're like, good. So Trump tweeted out, you know who's the real winner here is Tlaib's grandmother, who doesn't have to see her.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
It's fucking funny. It's a little rude. Little rude, and he's the president of the United States, so it's kind of weird, but it's fucking funny.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Well, he just freed ASAP Rocky over in Sweden.
Yeah,
so
he's got it going.
He's
on.
Fine.
Good for him.
He's fine. Let me ask you: being in Michigan, do people is the news up there? Do they give a fuck about her the way the rest of the national media seems to keep grasping onto this woman, Mike?
No, I mean, like you got the whole all the news, whether it's Fox or CBS affiliate or NBC, whatever it is, they all have the same talking points here as they do in any other city in the country. So it's all the same. There's no extra attention to them or whatever else, you know, doesn't get any different.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I always wondered that. Cause we went through it in 2016 here with the governor and the trans bathroom situation with Roy Cooper in North Carolina. And I was surprised that the local news gave it a decent amount of coverage, more geared towards the national media. And I was like, I don't know that people are really talking about that inside the state. And I was curious if it was yours, but yeah.
Nah, it's all the same.
Makes sense. Next up, a group calling themselves the Chicago Teachers Union, hint, they're not, have sparked outrage by traveling to Venezuela and praising the government of Maduro.
So they're I think they're members of the CTU, which I don't know. It's an AFL-CIO organization, so it's a union for sure, but they're members of it, but they're not official representatives of the union. They're just four dickholes. They went down to Venezuela, and now they're part of, like, propaganda media for the Venezuelan government. They are the modern-day Jane Fonda. Like, they went down there to this brutal regime where people are getting whacked out for no reason all the time.
Right.
In a failing socialist country. And, like, oh, it's good, man. And started praising the policies of this guy. Like, you fucking kidding me, dude. Jesus. Why don't you just go sit on an AA gun like Jane Fonda and get your fucking picture taken? Like, come on.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah, this one's an odd one to me. Why would you want to do this, first and foremost?
I have no idea. I mean, it's just dumb. Everybody's people. A fucking dumb special people. Snowflake
yeah.
now.
Yeah. So it's attention. They want attention.
It's no different than people that believe in...
the flat earthers.
Yeah, it's no different. People want to believe they have special access to information, and socialism is one. It's this idea that it's hedged because you can always use the phrase, "Well, it's never actually been done correctly."
It's never worked right.
Right.
It's never been done correctly. Like, no, it's the natural result of it being tried is despotism. That's how it works. You give all the power to the government. What the fuck you think's gonna happen, bitch?
Yeah.
That's why we have guns. That's why we're not Hong Kong. So fuck off.
So what are the chances of them coming back alive?
I don't care.
I don't. Yeah.
They can get fucked. This is not my fucked till the week, but they can get fucked.
You know what? Those four are out. We should take four immigrants. Like, let's just lock them out there and then just take four immigrants that want to get to work.
Look, if here's what I understand.
I think we should keep doing these one for one swaps.
I agree. I don't.
Alyssa Milano, number one on the list.
Gone.
Hey. Out. Yeah. We'll take somebody that wants to fucking work.
Yeah, this isn't a direct parallel or applicable to the Logan Act, which is no citizen of the United States can go negotiate with a foreign leader of another country without express permission of Major League Baseball. Wait, the president of the United States?
Yeah, exactly.
So you can be tried for the Logan Act for stuff not necessarily like this, but close. I think we should expand that. And if you go over on some kind of appeasement tour as a private citizen of the United States, praising people that are fucking brutal dictators, then you live there now.
I'm just gonna point out,
we revoke your fucking passport. And
Dennis Rodman definitely built our relationship with North Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he went over there.
He started it.
He went over there and dunked on Kim Jong-il back in the day. Yeah. He just, like, vicious dunk.
Yeah.
I think we have video. You know, we don't
have video. We definitely don't have video.
Oh, I love this next
one,
though.
Hang on. Do you know the funny thing about the Dennis Rodman thing, real quick, to cap that off, is the reason why he loves American basketball so much is his dad was diehard into Michael Jordan.
Oh, shit. That's
so
funny.
Originally, when they had tried to get them over, just any American president over there, his father had said, if you're going to come over here, I have one request, that you bring Michael Jordan with you. And that obviously didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
With this one, you know, Rodman played on the Bulls with Jordan and all other shit. And
he's like, hey, I'll come.
Yeah. And he's like, who can I get from the Bulls? Rodman's around. Yeah,
he's
over
second
here.
Best.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Steve Kerr was coaching at the time, so yeah. He wasn't able to make it. Jesus Christ.
He was busy. He was busy at the moment.
Now we're getting to the real news.
Yeah, this is the real news. I like.
Sex robots with full AI hit market capable of replacing human intimacy. I believe it.
Oh, yeah. So this company, AI Tech.
Well, you missed a comma there. It's sex robots with full AI hit market capable of replacing human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Same.
So they're on the market.
Yeah, yeah. They're on the market now. They're out there. So Whitney Cummings had one in her show.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy as fuck. Yeah. I think Rogan posted about it a couple of times. So the tech company says that its flagship model, which they're calling Emma. I don't know why. I'm sure it's probably an acronym or something
E-M-M-A,
like that. Yeah, E-M-M-A. Can hold interactive conversation and answer questions in a way tailored to its owner.
Ah.
I don't know if you like do a survey and send the information over and then they call you back or they program it that way or if it learns. If it learns, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to be getting your dick sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, somebody's going to type something in on or Alexa's going to hear something or some shit.
They're all going to start coercing.
The robot's going to rip your dick off and just go outside and start murdering people.
Oh, 100%.
Sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what it's going to become.
That's what life has become.
Mike, are you married?
Yeah.
Okay. Would your wife let you fuck a robot?
Yeah, that's an interesting conversation that we've never had. But
get her on. Wake her up and get her on the show.
I'm going to bring that up tonight.
Yeah.
Family dinner.
We've actually had that on this show before. Jesse was on, my wife.
Yeah.
And she said, a robot's not cheating if you get to watch it. Because we wanted a Benicio Del Toro robot.
Yeah.
For rim jobs and rib jobs only.
It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, but that one
should be allowed to fuck
a
robot.
So, you got
to
be like the dude in the closet watching the Benicio robot? Is that the deal?
He's just tonguing her butt in there. Yeah, he's just tonguing her butt. He's just giving her a rim.
It's like those Japanese vending machines where you can just go put your ass on it and somebody licks your butthole from underneath.
Yeah. I would wish that I kept getting caught, like, sneaking real girls in, claiming they were the robot. This one's not a robot. It is. Remember.
She starts doing the robot dance out of the fucking.
Like, I told you could fuck the robot, not these randoms you keep bringing in. I'm like, this is a robot. Come on, stay in character.
We bought one on the show. We bought
a discount one.
Well, here's the thing. At the time, that was one of the most realistic robots
there
was.
Where is that? Did Edwin capture that?
I don't know where it is.
You don't know? Yeah. Can we put an APB out on that
sex
robot? We
saw it in someone's car.
So last time I saw it was seatbelted in a passenger seat of someone's car. We've never seen it again.
It was Edwin, who is a fucking creep, and he's been driving around with that thing for months.
Wow. He's probably been fucking it for months, too. Let me ask you this, Jared, because when we bought that was kind of the top of the line at that time.
That wasn't top of the line.
But
that
no.
was discount.
But at the time, right?
No.
The advancement of these fucking things
real
now.
Real dolls are like averaging $15,000. We got the $1,100 version.
No, ours was about $2,000, right? Yeah, yeah. So the $15,000 one
And it was a Black Friday special.
Yes, it was. But that was Thanksgiving.
But it was a white girl, though.
Yeah, it was a white girl. We're 9 months later, and look at how fast advanced.
There's a market, dude.
So you're saying
it scares the shit out of me.
It's been 9 months?
Yeah.
Do you think she's pregnant somewhere?
Probably. The marriage rate in the United States for young males, like 18 to 26, is plummeting. Because now they're like, why the fuck do I want
to
do that?
Well, they probably can't afford to get married either because they have $100,000 in student loan debt. Yeah.
But like, it's just destroying. And this is just going to drive it even more.
It's the same in Japan,
and eventually, females are going to have to like really step their game up.
If evolution is true,
get yourself. This could be really good for some of us with good personalities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if girls are competing with sex robots now, fuck.
Yeah.
If evolution is true, then women soon will start to develop more aggressive sexual behavior because men are becoming betas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is good for it'll
normalize.
This is good for us.
Yeah.
Well, it's good for us insofar as
I mean, it's kind of like going to school at Arizona State where the ratio is 18 to 1, 18 females to 1 male.
And
so they're all competing.
Exactly.
But now when the males start disappearing because they have their robots, this is good news.
I think Futurama actually did an episode on this.
I'm for it.
Well,
I'm all for it.
I remember going to, there was a college called University of Miami, Ohio.
That's where Ben Roethlisberger went to school.
Yeah, yeah. So the ratio was 8 to 1 girls to guys. I went to a party like on campus, like a fraternity party. I saw some of the hottest women. being treated like shit by the ugliest guys because there were so many fucking girls. It didn't matter to them. And they were like, this is going to be it forever. And it was like, no, it's going to last for 4 years. And then you're going to have to get over your shit because the rest of the world's not like this. With this robot thing, is it going to be a similar sitch?
They're only
going
to get more impressive.
Yeah, the robots,
and
right?
And more tailored to you specifically. Like, you wear, or you give them access to your Alexa or your fucking, or your, what's it called, Siri or whatever the fuck, and they build a personality profile specifically for you for over the course of 4 years, and you get your sex robot shows up, and it is made to serve you.
Yeah, but what if you, like, come home, and you have a new couch, and you're like, hey, what the fuck? And she's like, I ordered a new couch. I didn't like the old color. You're like, God damn it! The robot's fucked now.
I know. That's
spending the goddamn money by talking to Alexa. You and Alexa, break it up. Break it up. Yeah. No more.
It's gonna be the fucking worst. Mike, do you have Alexa? Because I don't have it because I don't trust it.
I don't have an Alexa.
I do not, because of the same exact reason. I already get freaked out when my phone, like, I'll be watching something on TV and I'll be like, I wonder how old, you know, like, fucking Alec Baldwin is. And I go, how old? And it says, how old is Alec Baldwin? I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you guys are living in a fantasy world because, first of all, Samsung's already been sued for having active listening going on their
Correct.
Televisions.
Yep.
And if you don't think that the phone and everything, every other device that's around you 24 hours a day is already listening, those days are gone. You
know,
can't
they
do
can
anything
listen.
About
I mean,
it now.
It's just whoever's on those headphones is like wide-eyed and has PTSD.
Oh, Alexa's already
from listening to fucking me.
Alexa's been dealing with that lately. Like, so
that guy has counseling.
So Alexa's fucking their speakers have been turning on during sex for people. And
correct.
Like the people that are back at the stations have to listen to a certain amount of it to verify if it's something weird or if it's like something they need to address or a bug or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have to go opt out. Like, you have to go on to your fucking device registration and say, I don't want them listening to me bang.
No, I'm fine with them.
But
listening.
I would. Is there somewhere to check? Like, I want someone.
I
want to
get a little bit more creative.
I want
with the
feedback.
Things I say, I think
from the listening
feedback. Hey, can you guys move it a little closer? I can't hear good enough.
And
that would be kind of cool.
If you're a perverted hot girl and you pound off to this later, I want a video.
Hey,
I feel like that's reasonable.
What position should we be in? Oh, try doggy. All right.
Yeah, try reverse cowboy.
Oh, can you imagine that? Alexa comes on. Hi, have you tried doggy? Like, oh, shit.
Hey, Alexa.
We haven't done doggy in a while.
Why not?
Oh.
Did you have sex last night, Jared?
Absolutely.
Did you go doggy? What was your whole...
Second round.
Yeah.
First round, you just kind of did a lot of rolling.
A lot of rolling around you, and then
Did you go reverse cowboy at all?
No, I have not. I have not pulled out the reverse cowboy yet.
Okay, cool.
So does she even have a strap on?
Yeah, we're gonna get her a strap on this, and then have you go on top.
Oh no!
What? It's welcome to North Carolina.
Yeah,
it's reverse cowboy.
Hey,
time.
It's 2019. It's a sphere. Everything gets fucked.
Yeah. God damn it! It's good having you here.
Speaking of getting fucked, this is my get fucked of the week.
Oh, all right.
Fire away.
So two West Virginia teacher and two aides were arrested after alleged abuse was caught on secret recording. So this mom, I'm a nonverbal autistic kid, little girl, thought her kid was being abused. She saw like bruises on her arms and shit that looked like somebody was grabbing her and dragging her around. So she put a listening device in her backpack or on her clothes or some shit.
Mm.
And when she got the recording back, she was shocked to hear that they were threatening to, like, slap the kid. And if these are, like, little autistic kids, slap her in the face or abuse them in other ways. Withhold food and all kinds of other bullshit.
Jesus Christ.
Like, it's too bad that there's no hell, because I really would like these people to go there and suffer for the rest of their goddamn lives.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Because as a kid, this sticks with you forever, too.
Why did we get soft as a culture? I mean, this type of shit right here, you put them in the middle of the city, you break both their legs with a fucking sledgehammer, and they have to just sit there for fucking all day long.
Yeah, just hobble.
And it's like, yeah. And it's like, okay.
5 hours.
You got your legs broke. You are you got your punishment.
Do you have kids, Mike?
I sure do.
How many kids do you have?
I got four. Two still at home and two out of the house and doing their own things.
Oh, wow. Wow. You ever gone through shit like this at school with bullying or anything else like that? You ever been called in?
No. No.
You said that with laughter, which I like. What happened?
Yeah. No, the only thing that, I mean, from a parent perspective, like one time they tried to play a prank. I mean, my wife called with my kids and said, like, one of my kids got suspended from school because he got in a fight. And I have the recording somewhere.
And?
My first question was, did he win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
Like, yeah.
That's it.
Sorry,
like,
people
okay,
fight.
I don't care about the rest of it.
Yeah, if you take that out of the social sphere, if people don't engage in some kind of conflict resolution, and fighting is conflict resolution, yeah. mm-hmm. then
Dude,
pent
so
up shit
kids
happens, and then fucking
need
mass
to be punched in the face.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
They need it.
That is like one of the first things I always ask as a training officer in the car with a new guy would be like, have you ever been punched in the face? And if they said no, I'd be like, all right, well, that's the goal for today. I take them right to the shitbag motel and I pick a fight with somebody.
Really?
There we go.
No shit.
Heck yeah. I got to get him in a fight, man.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
You literally cannot do this job without
if you've
being
never,
able
yeah,
to
you've
know what
never,
it's like.
Yeah, if you've never been in a fight.
Wow. So like, you need the confidence. Training. He goes training day on
hey,
him, dude.
Hey, it's what you got to do, you know?
Yeah, so do you smoke a lot of PCP before you do that? Or
Primo,
it,
P-Dog.
Yeah. Sherman Hemsley.
Yeah, I mean, if that's
what's
available
this?
Out of the evidence locker, yes.
What's this last one here you got here? What is this?
This is the madam. How do you pronounce her name? Because I see D'Anthony with her at some point.
Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah. So this is Epstein's madam, the woman that was running all the fucking kiddie bullshit with him mm-hmm. and all the other everybody that was above age she was running too, but she was involved in everything. The fucking
she was in Chelsea Clinton's wedding as well.
Sex Island. Yeah, she yep. was at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. That we all saw this in and out photo of her in LA mm-hmm. this past week. She staged it with her attorney. In yep. fact, the dog in the picture is her attorney's dog. She's definitely there trying to sell a book.
It's almost as if somebody called this 3 episodes ago.
Yeah.
I can't put my finger on who it might be. Rostradamus.
I think
dude.
It was Jesse. That,
yeah. No, it was me. As soon as I saw this, because again, you're in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
You're right around the studios. You're right around everything. Like this is book deal. This is movie deal.
Like if you drive around LA during Oscar season, you see billboards everywhere for stuff like that. So there's a lot of local advertising that happens there.
Yeah.
Because all the voters live there.
And so how they caught her was there was another picture from somebody else who happened to be there that day. There was 2 cups on the table instead of one. They photoshopped in Good Boys, actually. The movie poster on a bus stop behind them. I mean, it was a fully staged thing. The only thing that I can't figure out is the book then.
What is it?
It was the CIA book that she was reading. Why read that particular book for a staged photo?
It's probably, well, I don't know. I mean, as much detail as they went into, it seems unlikely that there wasn't some kind of plot behind that. Like they used it for messaging purposes, maybe. I don't know.
I agree, but what is it? Because that book was trending for a little bit for a while. It was the CIA, like how to be, you know, operative and fucking secretive.
Maybe it's a book from the publisher of the that they're trying to work with.
Oh, you know what book it should have been, though, was.
Thank you for my service.
Can you imagine if she had been holding this book? Somebody out there. Somebody out there in Drinker Bros Land, find this picture of Maxwell at the In-N-Out and Photoshop Matt's book into it.
that would be awesome. We'll post it on DBIG.
By the way, the person who gave the New York Post the picture was actually her attorney as well.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You got to be kidding me.
Oh, man. How much longer is, like, actually, you know what? Fuck that. Mike, what happened to Epstein? Come on, man.
Yeah. Now that we got a cop on the show. What happened in that cell?
Just opinion, not there. But you know what I think happened? I think what happened is he was given the opportunity to do a samurai Clinton side. Yeah. Like, Here's what you need. We're going to take care of everything else. Just kind of like, here's what you need to do it. We're going to look away and trust us. You never want to get out of here alive. So, you know, sign your will 2 days before this, of course.
Yep.
And then,
that came out to me too.
Oh, that did. I didn't know that, actually.
2 days prior to him committing suicide, he signed a new will.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who was it? Who did he leave his shit to? You know?
I don't know.
I don't think I didn't see that. I saw that information came out today too, but it doesn't give the contents of it or whatever. But it's interesting. I think he killed himself, but I think he was basically pushed into the situation where, you know what you're going to do? You're going to kill yourself. that's how I think it was. Like.
I'm going to be honest. That's where I'm leaning too. After all these facts keep coming out, that's where I lean to as well. But outside of his cell, there's got to be a camera, right, Mike?
It could have been
self too. Like, I mean, but I mean, that would mean that he has some sort of honor and stuff like that. Like if we had some elaborate secrets and I got rolled up, I mean, I would, I would just do it just for you guys. You know, hey, hey, don't worry, I got it.
Yeah,
I got rolled up. See you later.
I would sue.
That's the serious depths of the bro code right there.
Yeah, but do you think a guy that fucks children has honor?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, somebody had to tell him.
Like, he was already. Like,
but also, you're a billionaire, so you have an invincibility complex. Yeah. Everybody's always been a servant to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now you're being told, hey, you're not going to live anymore. I mean, there was probably 4 days of just full breakdown, which I would have loved to have seen.
Right.
I would have loved to have seen that guy crumble.
Yeah.
And then just laugh.
If somebody did like a time lapse video of his last 2 days.
Oh, man. No, I just want to egg him on. Like, yeah, man, this is great. I can't wait. I'm going to get a bigger clock for in here, actually, so you can see. You can see the time just ticking down.
Yeah, I feel
brother.
Like they should have put him. They should have put him in stocks, like old school stocks. Yeah. With a feeding tube and keep him alive indefinitely while people just rape him.
Yeah, constantly. That would have been dope.
Because look,
I don't know why we're
that
not
sounds
creative.
Harsh, but this dude fucking fucked children and he facilitated like at some other point, people fucking children.
Like,
fuck
this
him, man.
This is my problem. Like, in American culture, at some point we were like, hey, hanging's not cool enough. Let's build an electric chair. And then we stopped. And it was like, no, with. I have more ideas.
Yeah. I like the idea of firing someone out of a cannon into a brick wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, an industrial-sized wood chipper that you just feet first.
Like
you
Fargo,
know? Everybody goes feet first. No, like that one's too small, Fargo.
Oh, you need a bigger one.
Yeah, you go.
Because you don't want to get caught pushing the body
feet
in.
Feet first,
yeah.
Like, everything. Like, there's a number of things that we can do that would be great, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's this amendment about cruel and unusual punishment in our Constitution.
Boo.
Boo. Fuck that.
Yeah, with the Epstein sis, the only reason I want that footage of whoever the last one was in there or gave him the word, I want to get that guy in an interview because it's got to be probably one of the guards, right? They don't let the lawyers back there.
Well, no, he was meeting with, like, he had that fucking attorney meeting room. For 8 hours a day, pretty much every day.
He did, but at the nighttime, right? So somewhere between that document dump at midnight to 6:30 in the morning, whenever he fucking killed himself, somebody had to come to the door and say, hey, man, we're going to give you the next 6 hours to figure this out.
Well, the window that the guards didn't check on him, I think, was 4 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Okay.
Or it's 3:30 to 6:30 a.m.
Gotcha.
So it could have happened anytime during
Does
that.
Does this close the investigation?
No, I mean, technically it doesn't. It depends on... Honestly, it depends on whether or not Trump is implicated.
Is any agency going, hey, this doesn't seem right?
Attorney General Barr is looking into what he says. That he's
Barr
like,
demoted the head of the prison system in New York or whatever. He demoted him. And
are
then,
you serious?
I think he got fired, actually, didn't he?
Yeah, and the two guards are gone.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
The two guards are on leave or something like that.
All three of those people will be dead in a week.
Oh, easily.
How is this Maxwell woman still alive?
I don't know.
She's got to know shit.
She knows everything. She has to know everything.
And how is she not
these
in
people.
Jail?
They haven't charged her yet as one.
But why? What are they waiting for? Are they waiting for somebody to kill her? Like, what are they?
They were waiting for Epstein to kill himself. So that was part of the deal, man. I can't go too far down the conspiracy theory. But I mean, give me a break. I mean, it's got to be like, listen, you've got to be out of the picture. And if you are, you know. This is the result.
You're right, though. And I bet you those guards think that they probably got a pretty penny, and they're like, ha, 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 this was awesome. I'm so lucky. But no, they're next on the chopping block.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing, too, I remember with the Heidi Fleiss thing, when she eventually gave up everybody and told everybody what was going on, what's to stop this woman from doing the same fucking thing?
At some point, yeah.
There's got to be a number for it.
I mean, if they were willing to coerce Epstein into killing himself, she's gone.
Yeah.
Either by her choice or theirs, so... Yeah. And the guards probably as well. Anybody that had anything to do with it is going to get killed.
Yeah, man. So either way, surprise, she's still alive. Who is your get fucked of the week, Dan?
Well, I mean, I wanted it to be the teachers union dum-dums going to Venezuela. But okay. I got to say abusing the autistic kid is probably on the list there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're co-get fucked of the week.
Yeah, that's good. What
about
this?
Steve King?
Yeah, to follow up on last week's get fucked of the week, Steve King, that idiot.
Who is this?
He's a congressman.
Oh, okay.
He yelled at if you guys haven't listened to last week's episode, go ahead and listen to it. You'll see what I'm talking about. But anyways, he held a town hall this week and only one person showed up. people just don't give a shit about this dumb racist.
I think there was
anymore.
Only one person that wasn't paid to be there. So
yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Like seriously, he's just the fucking total turd. He's been stripped of all of his committee assignments and everything, and he's just kind of hanging out.
Ugh. Yeah, just like a hot turd in the wind. Dude.
Yeah, well, yeah, a hot and long in the wind.
Michael, the badge holder.
Officer. Yeah. Mike, thanks for being here, man. Where can everybody find you on social media?
Hey, man, MikeTheCop.tv at the good starting point, just the website, and then anywhere if you look up Mike the Cop.
Fantastic. Yeah, on Instagram.
Mike the Cop.
Thanks for joining us today.
You're the best, Mike.
We needed a cop on the show today to cut through this bullshit.
We loved you.
We love you.
I love you guys.
For Jared Taylor, D'Anthony Holloway, I am Ross Patterson. We are the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.